Illusions of Redemption is the title of a new book that looks at the history of Czech feminist thinking in the 19th and 20th centuries. From the ideals of the French Revolution through the 19th century's confining lifestyle and the liberal First Republic, to the communist forceful push for a new society, the work looks at the struggle of Czech feminists for equality. I spoke to one of the authors of the new work, Libuše Hečková from Prague's Charles University, and first asked her what made them decide on that particular name for their book.
This is very easy to answer because, of course, the efforts of women in 19th and 20th century were very, very high, but the results are very, very small. The women were thinking that if they enter politics or social policy or something, they could somehow improve politics. They could just help to create new, brave new world, or just to be something what is more healing power outside the family. And it was not possible to do this like this. And it was really, really difficult to achieve anything outside the family.
When did the realization come that it'll be much more difficult, perhaps, than it would appear?
Oh, it was just very visible during the whole process of emancipation of women during the 19th century and 20th century. Because after the French Revolution, even during the French Revolution, with all these ideas of liberty, brotherhood, it seemed that it could be easy to achieve equality. But after crashing the revolution, it was very visible that it is not possible. And the new order was more based on society which was divided into two separate worlds, man and women world. And during the 19th century, women were trying very hard to cross the border, but it was really, really very difficult. Even after the new law of new suffrage was achieved in, for example, in Czechoslovakia with the new republic, the equality in law was achieved, but it was very visible that after 10 years, women were once again just pushed back to their homes. They were just losing their position in politics and so on.
But of course, the First Republic, as it's known here, did see some women politicians, senators, for instance, and others. So was there a remarkable surge of women into the public sphere at the time?
Of course it was. But it was just very visible in the first year of the Czechoslovakia Republic. And the first politicians, women politicians, they were co-opted, for example, into the revolutionary parliament, and there were 8 women. But these politicians, it was kind of a process of the new, whole new republic, which was very quite opened and really proclaimed its democratical ideals. But just the real politics changed during these first years. And there were very interesting women politicians, and they were really trying very hard to achieve some changes in the policy of Czechoslovakia. But on the levels of not only parliament politics, but in city councils, just women were piece by piece just pushed apart outside the politics.
When we go back a little to the 19th century, in your book you say that an important aspect of the women's movement was the focus of the national idea, working for the nation, joining in with others to promote or defend the Czech nation against its enemies, I suppose, or the oppression that was felt as coming from the majority German speakers in Austria and later in Austria-Hungary. Is that similar to other Eastern European nations at the time, or was the women's movement different in any way?
National aspect of feminist movement is very, very important in 19th century, just everywhere in Europe. But of course, the realization of this project is very different in every region, we have to say, because, of course, as you know, the 19th century, we have the very different regional political situation. We have this big Habsburg monarchy and other the big states, but even in the Habsburg monarchy, we are talking about a very different movement, but they have in common this national aspect, and of course the aspect of kind of specific dealing with power through philanthropy, education, and so on.
The first Czechoslovak president, Masaryk, is often seen as a supporter of feminism. Is that true, or is that just an unjust reputation?
No. It's really true, and it's very true. Masaryk, he was a liberal, and for him, the equality between sexes was just extremely important, because he, as a philosopher, not only as a politician, but as a philosopher, thought that modern man could not be based on oppression of someone else. And it means that, of course, woman is a not kind of toy or something what man own, but is a separate entity, separate normal human being. And if I said just normal being, it means that we have these two beings, man and women.
You also mentioned the communism in that sense, that it sort of recognized the issue, but it had other priorities, basically. However, did communism bring any kind of new momentum into the women's movement? Because it did sort of pronouncedly reject the bourgeois traditions and the role of the man and the woman. So was that a big influence on the Czech women's movement?
Of course it was, because at first we have to say that the communists were following the line of social democrat parties. And it means that they opted some kind of sexual equality. With the results of the October Revolution in Russia, it was visible that it's possible to just open the public space for women and help them to deal with some kind of very deep social problems. For example, the problem of big families, problem of procreativity, problem of abortion, and these kind of aspects. And for communists and for communist party, these problems were part of this big social issue, and it was necessary somehow to seize them. Communist party just opted for some special new institutions, special new committees, which could solve this kind of social problems, which were part of the feminist movement, which were part of the women's question. And for many women, it was very bright idea that they somehow could gain, for example, control over their bodies. And this was just very, very important. And that's why there were so many women who were voting Communist Party, because somehow it seemed in First Republic that the communism could solve many, many of their problems.
Mm. Well, when... Of course, it's a very long period, but when you look at the communist period in Czechoslovakia, what role did it play in the feminist movement, and of course not just in the movement, but in the position of the woman in the society?
You know, it's a very sad and very problematic issue. The political feminist movement was primarily bourgeois. The heads of Czech emancipation movement during the First Republic, Františka Plaminková, and her very close colleague Milada Horáková, they were really devoted to Masarykian Czechoslovak Republic and to Masarykian ideas. And all Czech women organizations were supporting Masaryk Institute, Masarykian Republic. And after the war, and after the communist takeover, this was very problematic for a new communist party, which was just trying to seize or erase these traditions of the democratic institutions. Of course, they had their specific women's politics. They have the specific social, new social institution. Just after the communist takeover in 1949, they pass a new law, a new social act, which really helped women to care about children. They just create a new institutions. They just create a new form of public care. And it really helped. But problem is that these new laws were just prepared by this democratic women like Milada Horáková, who was in the same year hanged. We have to say that the communist republic really helped women to understand themselves, to be equal, to get some new forms of social care for kids, which was very important for women all the time. But the whole tradition of this democratic ideas, of this democratic institution, which were somehow built with strong efforts of women, but just they disappeared. And suddenly all this women's movement, all these feminist ideas were perceived by the broader public as a kind of communist oppression. That's why we have now a plenty of discussions about feminism in general in our republic and what does it mean, and there are so many people who are completely denying the whole process. But it is a problem of this powerful implementation of some special ideas and the break with the tradition, with this continuity of this fight for same rights, fights for our own body and so on.
You've been listening to Czech History.